Sheriff's Department. Yes. Yep. Here you go. You want to look through the window? Oh. Hi, ma'am. Sorry to bug you. I'll bet. I just want to, first thing I want to see is there any place you have to be for the next few hours?
No.
Okay, because we're going to have this thing locked down for a few hours. But if you do need to leave, we'll do the best to get you out of here.
No, what I do need is I'm in the huge middle of my own domestic shit. My son is going to tell my husband that there's been a crime scene, and I've been in court for a 4-day trial right now.
Okay.
I need clarity and information so my son, he doesn't take this, and I get cost me $10,000 in court to deal with it.
Okay, so, first of all, so he's not here, though, right now.
No, he's okay, not. Okay. But I guess my third thing is everyone okay? I guess I should have said that. A long night.
Yeah, obviously we had
I heard the rounds.
Okay. That's what I want to get real quick from you is just we're gonna interview everybody on the street. What time do you think approximately?
3 or 4.
Okay. And what did you?
Can I get my sister too? Because she's
yeah,
here.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And do you have a card?
You know I don't on me. I'm sorry. They just called me in from home. I can give you my name. I can give you my number.
I'll
meet
you back.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I guess your sister said she wanted to get you out here, too?
Yeah, okay. We both worked this morning.
Okay. And like I told her, if there's anywhere you need to be this morning...
No.
Okay, if we're going to obviously have the street tied down for a little while, but if you do need to go anywhere, we'll do the best we can. And if nothing else, maybe we can walk down and we can drive you somewhere.
It's just okay. It's not
okay.
That big deal.
Okay. I'm just going to need to get your information real quick, if you could.
Sure.
Okay. And what is, do you know your driver's license number? All right.
Makes it nice and
easy. Yeah. And do you live here?
We rent the okay. The place, yes.
And contact phone number?
My cell phone's my best.
Okay. I'll get her a phone in just a second.
Yeah.
And I'll ask you guys, well, actually, it'd probably be better if I asked you independently.
She came out. I'm like, where the hell did she go?
He
was going to ask me separate, though, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll ask her independently, and then I'll ask you, and then we can come together after.
For me.
Okay.
I work for the DAs. I know how
to do
it.
Oh, you do? Okay. What time did you hear something? You said you were up this morning.
3:44.
Okay.
Because when I looked at the clock, I heard a loud noise. I obviously didn't register it at the time. Looked at the clock. It was 3:44. My sister was already up. Getting the kids, and as I was coming out of my room, she was bringing the kids in my room. She had heard the gunshots and was getting the kids because my daughter's bedroom is here. And
okay.
Her son was with her in her bedroom. We got them to the back of the house.
Okay. And what did you guys exactly did you hear?
I heard like a boom boom is what I heard because I was asleep obviously,
right.
And I'm in the back of the house and the doors are shut and everything. So. I didn't realize what was happening until I got up, and then as I came out down the hallway, I saw the lights with, you know, the windows and stuff.
Okay, so you saw the lights, you heard a boom boom about 3:44.
And then I called 911 after I saw, it looked like I got, we were monitoring from the window.
Mm-hmm.
The police went down the street, it looked like they were leaving, so I called 911 just to say, okay, I've heard a police shooting, you know, is it safe? You know, what do I need to do? They said, do whatever you need to do to be safe. There's an active thing going on, and so that was...
Okay. So when you say you heard boom, boom, you interpreted it as being gunshots? Or were you not sure?
It took me a second to, I mean, not the second I heard it, but after I got up and kind of went, okay, that's what that was, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like you hear that off too often.
Right. No, not,
not in this area.
Did you hear any verbal commands? Did you hear anybody say anything to anybody?
No.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to add?
No, just that it was kind of scary in Newbury Park.
Oh, yeah, definitely. quite a little neighborhood up there.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't even ascertain really where things were happening other than it seemed like it was happening right in front of our house because of, you know, all the cars were right there. I mean, obviously in that little area, but when it, I mean, it sounded like it was in our front yard.
Right.
When the shots went off.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, you know more than I do. I just got called in, so I don't. They purposely don't brief you on a lot of it so that you can just get a clear statement from them. Okay. If you can grab your sister,
sure.
Then you guys can both. What is your contact?
Do you want the one that's on my driver's license?
Is that, yeah, whatever.
It's
okay, and do you know your driver's license number? And a contact phone number for you? Okay. All right, so we talked previously about, real quick, is that you said at 3:45 you heard, so can you explain what you heard at 3:45?
Well, what happened is the, because we live up here, we hear sirens sometimes with the ambulance,
mm-hmm.
and then they zoom by.
Right.
This one didn't zoom by.
Okay, so you
and
heard
thinking,
sirens?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I heard the sirens and it was a lot of them. I'm thinking, oh, my God, what is going on? Yeah, but they kept getting louder and louder and coming towards, I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's coming down our street. And then I hear screeching, and then I hear, it was like pop, 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 pop. And so it was like two, I don't know if that's considered a round each time, but it was definitely a pop, 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 stop, pop, 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 pop. And I was already out of my van when the popping happened.
So two different volleys of pops?
It was like two volleys. And so I grabbed the guy, I immediately got, because we sleep in the front area here, so I got both kids out of both bedrooms and pulled, because I didn't know.
Yeah, okay, and scary.
It was like, holy cow. And then I looked outside, and there was flashing, and there was a bunch of cop cars, and then all of a sudden, I don't know if, my thinking is somebody came up. They were thinking this was a through street and realized it
right.
was a cul-de-sac.
Right, yeah.
And then they all took off again. And I'm thinking, oh, this is a chase.
Yeah, yeah.
And then more cops came back up eventually. That's what happened.
Can I stand here and tell you something?
Yeah,
I'm just going to write his name and his badge number so I have it for
okay.
call.
I'll just stay right here. And
yeah, you can come out now.
Okay.
Yeah, just we're almost done. Just if she has anything else to add. Then.
And then I got her up. She's,
I told him my side.
Okay. And then,
so then they left, they went down the street, and did you see anything else? Did you hear anything else down there?
The only thing I heard was, I heard a voice, but I didn't hear anything that was being said, like a yell.
Okay.
But I couldn't tell you what they said.
So during the whole incident, you heard one voice?
One voice. I heard something. I don't know, maybe it could have been a tire screeching, and I thought that was a voice.
Okay.
I couldn't say that for clarity.
Okay.
But there was definitely two.
Two volleys. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to add that you can think of?
No, my son. Stuff for
that's cool. And again, if you guys need to leave at all, please just come on. Sidewalk is, you know, obviously around the tape school, and then get a hold of one of us, and there'll be a lot of people down there, and we'll do the best thing we can. We're going to collect all that as fast as we can. And like I said, if you do have to go somewhere and we're not done yet, we can work on getting a ride to and from real quick. You know?
Yeah, I'm not worried about
okay.
that. I'm just, it's more, like I said, I'm going through my own
domestic yeah.
stuff, and I've been in 4 days of court now. And it seems like my heat blows everything.
He takes everything and twists
okay.
it to the
nth degree.
Yeah. He's going to have this happening at our front door, in our house.
Here's my name. And
he's going to, and he knows cops, and he's gonna say that, you know, I live in a dangerous neighborhood, and I'm a horrible mother.
Yeah, obviously nothing that you did was part of this. So.
Do you have a badge number?
It's 3544 is my ID.
Well, that's okay. He last week he just lost medical control, so other stuff's coming.
And okay, if you think of anything, I'll give you my phone number. I'm a detective here in the Thousand Oaks Station.
TO Station.
Yeah.
So this is all under Sheriff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They contract with the city of TO, so it's all about, or TOPD / Ventura County Sheriff's.
Okay.
And just don't be surprised if my lawyer calls you just
to
confirm the story.
Yeah.
And is there like a police report necessarily, but something that we can get to that says
you
that
won't
we
be able, you won't be able to get any of this?
Okay,
no,
I didn't
no.
think so. Okay.
Obviously, I don't know where you were last night. I don't know what you're doing. All I can say is that I came here at, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, and you were here. And you guys look like you've been awake and sleeping. And
well, trying to get the kids back to settle down.
We're in
a sleepy little. All right,
I'm gonna end this interview real quick.
Oh, we were taped.
Yes.
Oh, 7:16. I didn't know that.